Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd love if they had Robert Randolph and the family band open the debate tonight. Wouldn't that be great? Right here. Miss Toon would be absolutely a tremendous way to start. Jamie Yuccas in about 20. Henry Lake's going to join us on what happened. Your thoughts on Tyreek Hill and the various opinions we're going to get on that. Let's talk debate again. We didn't get, because we got to the one question, we got so many responses on that. Great. Started the show. You can podcast. Have we figured out the podcasting issues?
Oh, they're still getting up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there's no problem there.
Okay. You can podcast the show anywhere you get your podcast outside of another company. Chad Hartman Show, Odyssey, Apple, Spotify. I, with all sincerity, thank you. If you podcast us, I would love if you would reach out to other people and say, just try this. And if they want to run and say this is the worst show ever, fine, but at least they tried it.
Couldn't blame them.
Right? Yeah, there's some truth to it. Segments, half hours, hours. We give you multiple ways to consume it. The Instagram. I'm on the Instagram. I posted, there's probably some way you still can find it, but it's in my stories. A picture of my two oldest boys when they were very young. And I stumbled upon that picture and absolutely just loved it. So I post pictures occasionally. Jarasha posts pictures about himself. I post pictures about my kids, right? Jason's also making a killing on Instagram. I'm making nothing. So I think Jason's winning the Instagram battle. I don't think there's any doubt about it, by 100 miles. So occasionally, if you want to follow me on Instagram, that'd be great. Same thing, Chad Hartman Show. And on Twitter, on X, at Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. Follow us. Try it again. Dump us. Okay, let's try this one, because we're going to have to take a break sooner, because we had the idle fun with Susie, including keep the text coming. For their age, who looks extraordinarily young? Kamala Harris could be a separate category, by the way. We talked about this before, because I think Kamala has looked like Kamala looks right now for like 30 years, which, by the way, sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to look how I looked when I was 30.
Wouldn't be bad.
I would take that. Sign me up. Who is the, for their age, who's the youngest looking person that you can think of? And if it's your cousin Fred, could be, but we don't know cousin Fred. 0 to 10, how substantial is tonight regarding who will be announced as the winner at some point in the days after November 5th? We also know if Donald Trump loses all 50 states, and he won't, by the way, he will not accept the results. If Donald Trump doesn't win, he will foment problems in this country, 100% guaranteed. Absolutely guaranteed. And by the way, he lost in 2020. End of discussion. He lost. And he sat there and he watched individuals trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power, and did nothing for hours and hours and hours. Big backer of the blue that day, wasn't he? Big backer when he watched it. He did nothing when family members and his closest allies for hours and hours asked him to do something, and it took him 3-4 hours before he did something. Donald Trump, if I had to say it today, because I think my true answer is I don't know, but if I had to say it today, if the election was tonight, I would ever so slightly pick Donald Trump. Ever, ever so slightly. And I think the fact that 29% in a recent New York Times poll said they need to learn more about Harris is a huge part of this. She hasn't made herself available to the national audience as much as she's been giving speeches, yes. But in other ways, including asking more questions. And people, like I said last hour, is she 2019 Kamala Harris, who who is left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and I'm never voting for a person that far left. That's just not me. You can. Go ahead. Not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying we just disagree. Or when she's moved to the center, why has she moved to the center? And again, Donald's moved on plenty of issues also. But that is going to be a huge part. Harris really convincing us where she's going to be and who she's going to be as a president. Is she going to be 2019? Because the 2019 position wasn't that far from who she was as a senator when she was pretty far left as a senator. She just was. As attorney general, she wasn't that far to the left. There are a lot of people who thought she was, Democrats who thought she was too far to the right as attorney general. She's morphed a lot. Donald would morph every 5 minutes. So that is the comeback. But how significant is tonight regarding who wins the election? Zero tonight is meaningless. It's a debate. It's not going to change anyone's opinion. Or 10, it is everything. And let's stay with this, too. Do you expect something significantly unexpected to happen tonight? I'm thinking yes.
Expecting the unexpected.
Yeah. I am.
Are you predicting which candidate or both?
I think it's going to be both. I do. I think she knows that so much of the country doesn't know her. And she knows a lot of the country who she doesn't already have locked up are saying, who really is she? And when she's, you know, the words she used on Joe Biden, they had to backpedal the next day on the busing situation. They did. But she went after him. Then, by the way, a few debates later, she got her butt kicked by Tulsi Gabbard. When she had Bill Barr and she had Brett Kavanaugh in front of her, she was very good. You can see she's a prosecutor. She's a skilled questioner. So does she do that to Donald tonight? Donald? He's had a lot of debate moments that have worked out very, very well for him in his own inimitable style.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be a debate where we were talking about tomorrow and saying, they just played the hits. I think there's going to be something out there tonight. 0 to 10, how significant is tonight? And as Dave phrased it, are you expecting the unexpected? Because I am. I think it's going to stand out. I think it's going to create more buzz than expected. 20 past 1. Chime in. Phone call or text. Either way. StilesFinancial.com. Talking text lines. 651-461-9226.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you look up, this is Randy Newman, can you look up how many Oscar nominations Randy Newman has received?
More than a couple.
It's a crazy number. It's a Twin Stick of Tuesday, presented by Miller Marine and Power Lodge of St. Cloud, Bennington Pontoon's largest dealer. So school's back in session, but Sunday is still fun at Target Field for the kids.
Still kids' day.
Yeah. Twins host the Reds. How many Reds can you name right now? Kids 12.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, Johnny Bench.
Mm-hmm, that's a
Don
good one.
Gullett.
Yeah.
Dog Eat First. Cesar Geronimo.
Joey Votto.
Dave Concepcion. Ken Griffey. Ken Griffey Jr. Kids 12 and younger can experience Bullseye's backyard and Gate 34 lawn and run the bases after the game. That's sweet. I like that they added the lawn area out there, the puck entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So 4-pack of tickets this Sunday against the Big Red Machine, the Cincinnati Reds. Don't call in now. Wait for the Twins jingle.
Be the third caller when you hear it.
And you can do that.
22 for Randy Newman, by the way.
That's
22
amazing.
Oscar
That's amazing. What's? Can you Google also the most Oscar nominations anyone has ever received. It's probably going to be another musical person, right?
Who's just
soundtrack, just cranks out the soundtracks. But Randy Newman, what a phenomenal career.
Looks like John Williams has been nominated 52 times.
Yes, that was my guess. And former WCC radio host. You know, the fact that he was doing all that while hosting the show here.
54 now, actually, for John Williams. He's got the most of anybody living.
And normally John Williams is working the Oscars himself, right? And then he gets nominated for that, too. It's like Boyd Hooper. You know, they're just dominating.
Yeah.
I hope our guy Boyd is doing well in his recovery, too, and in the process and the procedure. Great man. When Susie was in, when I asked the person who looks young, what did our one texter say, of course? Joel Maturi. Wayne Newton does not look young for his age. Get out of here. He looks like he belongs in a museum.
He looks like he's in the wax museum.
Exactly.
Madame Tussauds.
Christy Brinkley. Yeah, Christy looks very young. How old is Christy? Late 60s, maybe? Marie Osmond. Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek is stunning looking.
She's 59. Selma just had the birthday. Christy's 70.
58 for Selma.
Or 58, excuse me.
Christy's 70? That's amazing. Ralph Macchio. Ralph Macchio does look very young.
He does.
Jane Fonda. I agree. Hallie. Well, Hallie's perfect looking. I mean, case closed. Tracy Chapman. Paul Rudd. 55. Yeah, Paul Rudd.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for him.
Texter. Zero. Not watching. Mine is made up. MAGA. Okay. I mean, I get it. You do you. Maybe you don't like debates. I would listen, if you're that much of a diehard for Trump or Harris, maybe you'd want to watch and just say, yep, I agree. Yep, she's awful or he's awful, whatever. Let's see. I think going tonight is who's going to make a bigger mistake than who's going to be able to deliver the information without making a mistake. We've had those before. Like Gerald Ford really screwed up big time with Jimmy Carter right before the election. A lot of people think that might have cost him the election, a close race. Think about Judy Dutcher here with E85 and what she said just days before. You know, Mike Hatch might have defeated Tim Pawlenty. Julie Louise Dreyfus looks very young. Yep. I think the debate is crucial only for Harris. Something big and unexpected has to happen in her favor or the debate won't move the needle. The debate matters more for Harris, I think, by a lot. Do you agree, Dave Eric?
I think she's got the most to gain.
I think she has the most to lose, too.
That's debatable to me.
He says stuff and you're thinking, this is it. This is the end. It's never the end. Or he's found guilty. It's never the end. He's Teflon.
It has been the end. His last few elections that he's either been in or significantly involved with have not gone well.
Michael Lindell told me he won. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
I think Harris will bait Trump until he loses his temper, thereby energizing his base and boosting his poll numbers. Well, I raised the baiting situation before. And I said, does she want to do that? Texter suggesting maybe that would help Donald if he gets mad.
Exciting the base isn't going to help boost poll numbers. The base is there. I don't understand how it's so close when you have the Democrats. Clearly, they have fallen in line behind Kamala Harris to a person. You have Republicans falling away from Donald Trump. Led by Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney, seemingly George W. Bush.
The old school ones, but like in that New York Times poll the other day, Dave, 93% of Republicans still backing Donald Trump. That's, for him and for Republicans, that's spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, here's a text along the same lines. Unlike Trump, it's obvious Kamala's hiding her true leftist beliefs. The neocons like the Cheneys will be voting for Kamala because she can be controlled. Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, there are all sorts of traditional Republicans who are repulsed by Donald Trump. That doesn't mean they're all neocons. They've made a decision that on a little bit of the policy, Because majority policy, there's still much, much more with him than her. They made a decision about character. Donald Trump has moved positions decade after decade after decade. Donald Trump was a lefty, a socialist lefty in New York his entire life. So all of a sudden, when he's the evangelicals and the Bible, give me a break. You're just a sucker if you believe that. Now, on fiscal issues, well, sure. He's right of center because he wants his money. But I made this point over and over again. She absolutely has moved from 19. And I need to hear some direct, hard questions here. Why have you moved again? Are you just going to float pending the win? But to act like Trump hasn't done this and act like Trump is some lifelong conservative, give me a break. Now, the person says no wars under Trump. That's a point I think they should make more. I think Democrats can push back on it and say Donald was just a puppet for Putin, because he was. However, they didn't invade Ukraine when Donald was in charge. They didn't. Israel and Gaza, and saying that wouldn't have happened under Trump, you have no idea. But it didn't. The idea that Hamas was afraid of Donald Trump, give me a break. Hamas has no scruples, character, decency, and would kill anyone who they think is against them. They saw an opportunity against Israel. Joe Biden was giving Israel every defense weapon they wanted at that time. So I don't buy that at all. I think it's very subjective on Ukraine and Biden versus Putin. However, if you're Trump, you can say that. You can say stability. Now, Biden comes back and says NATO and more peaceful times with a lot of our allies when it was tumultuous under Trump. But as far as whether you believe it or not, the facts are when Trump was in charge, there was not a Ukraine battle. Now, he was shaking down Zelensky. That's a fact. So you better include all this. And again, if you're thinking Hamas was thinking, well, we don't want to tick off Trump, Hamas, they'd, you know what they'd do? They would slit the throat of Donald's son-in-law and his daughter who converted to Judaism. So the idea that Hamas was like, oh, no, not Donald, they don't care about that in any way. All right, we might get to more debate stuff, including this Haitian immigrants are capturing your cats and Melania jumping in on the assassination. Because part of me is like, interesting timing. But there's still a part of me saying, why don't we know more about that assassination attempt? I'm stunned that we don't know more about it. Let's talk to Jamie. Ukas is next on CCO. Jamie's here. Apologize for the delay, talking a fair amount about the debate. Jamie, like all our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. First of all, how's the puppy?
She's so good. She's such a little snuggle, but she's super cute. But she's also going back to puppy training class today.
Oh, bathroom all over the place?
No. We put her in regular training classes. She started last week, so this will be number two today out of six. Just trying to make sure. Jack Russells are high energy. They like to jump. They're very stubborn. So we're just trying to get ahead of things. But actually, she's been really good with the potty department. So
okay. Now, you mentioned last week your husband, Doug, not a dog owner before. So this is new. How is that relationship going?
Good. Honestly, the funny thing is I feel like I'm the one that's being super hard. And he's the softy. So he's like constantly picking her up, snuggling her, playing with her. And I'm like, you can't keep holding her like that. Like, you're going to create separation anxiety. We need to put her in the crate. It's like, boy, you're a toughie. Like, I know. So.
Yeah. I mean, if you've owned a dog, you think you have a little better feel for it. More often you do. But if you're new to it, you fall in love with the dog, it's tougher to be hard in that case. So it's probably not a surprise. So I've also read the last couple of days out in your area, obviously it's been really hot out there. Saw that for a while.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Some significant wildfires, right? Not too far from L.A. itself?
No. I mean, yeah, San Bernardino County. We've got some fires burning up in the mountains. We've got fires to the south of us as you head into Orange County. There's three significant ones burning right now. The other one's in the Angeles Forest. So the thing is, it's like really tough terrain. People have built beautiful homes within the mountain community, but it makes the fires that much harder to fight, and it forces people into evacuations.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful spots, but as climate change continues to, you know, take a hold, like these communities would never see some of these temperatures for days upon days at a time. And at one point over the weekend, the fires were actually creating their own weather. So then there were thunderstorms, which of course ends up being a problem because lightning strikes with how dry it is out here just creates another fire. So
yeah.
Some of these are Mother Nature. Some of them can be human caused, but you know, we've been fairly lucky that it hasn't been in a majorly populated place like a Malibu, like we saw with the Woolsey fire and, you know, 5-6 years ago. So, but the thing that I worry about with a lot of the people and the communities being impacted is there are areas that were already having trouble or being canceled by their insurance companies. So after this, I can only imagine, yeah. You know, it's going to be even harder on them.
For sure.
Moving forward. So.
Okay, I want to throw a different topic at you here about height. Okay, average female is 5'3.5" in America. The average male is 5'9". Did either one of those surprise you?
I've always heard the 5'9" because as a woman who is 5'8", it was always a little bit more challenging to find a man taller than me. So I had heard that number before. I didn't realize the 5'3".
That's the one that surprised me the most. Now, 5'3.5", it seems like almost every female in my life is, I'm 5'10.5", I'm 5'6.5", I'm 5'4.5". I mean, so the half part comes up, although I'll occasionally say, because I'm just a little below 6'1". But my kid, my oldest kid, is a little bit taller than me, and he'll go, I'm 6'1.5", and you're maybe 6'5", you know? But he always, like, first of all, he's got a way better jawline than me, but when we pose, he'll always put his, like, jaw up in the air and, like, lean. I'm like, get your head flat, Hunter. Stop cheating. Okay, so I saw a story about it, because Trump's obviously, what, Trump 6'3", and Harris is in that area, right? Of height. How much do you, okay, let me go back to your dating one first. Okay, how important was it to you? Like, if you would have met a guy, somebody sets you up at a blind date and you like him and he's actually sitting at the table before you get there and you have hour and a half and it's fun, he's smart, he's interesting, he's good looking, but he gets up and he's 5'5". Okay?
Yeah.
How would you have felt?
Well, so I actually, in high school, dated a guy that was my same height, and I felt it was, like, it just didn't make me feel super feminine, to be honest. Like, I didn't feel like I wanted to wear heels as often, because then I was taller than him.
Yep.
You know, there was just something about it that just, it's silly, like, it's totally silly, because if you're a good person, you're, you know, good person,
yeah,
but
right.
There was just something that it was like, I want someone to feel bigger than me as a woman.
Well,
like that whole protector kind of thing, you know, like.
And I have a very good friend of mine who's a guy, and my friend's maybe he's about that height, 5'5", 5'6". And he's single. And we were talking recently and he was talking about somebody and asked me, do you know this person? As no, she's just beautiful. He tells me, like, well, what's the deal? I mean, reach out. Well, looks like she might be 5'9", 5'10", and I don't know if that's going to be a problem for me. So the guy, who was a little bit shorter, was acknowledging that if someone was maybe 3-4 inches already, let alone, you're right, wearing heels, where it might be an issue. I wonder how much that does come up in dating.
Well, I know for women it comes up all the time because all of my single girlfriends, like the joke is always like, is he 6 foot one? Is he 6 foot one or taller? Like everyone wants someone who's 6'1".
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Good for you, Jeff.
Yeah. I can't. I mean, listen, they're only human. Yeah. I can't blame them. do you know guy friends like my friend who, if he's a little shorter, feels like he's missing out a little bit? Now, my friend, by the way, dates a lot of individuals, a lot of attractive individuals, too, and smart and kind and great individuals. But you know a ton of people. Do you know guy friends who are a little bit shorter and feel like they're missing out a little bit?
I actually don't, now that you're saying that, which, like, am I discriminating people on height unknowingly?
Yep. That's going to be the lead item on our podcast. Jamie Yuccas hates shorties.
No, but I find, because like I'm thinking of a couple of my shorter guy friends, and they're with women who are also very petite.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like, maybe it goes the other way too, where it's like the man wants to, you know, I don't know. But like, yeah, I can't think of any guys I know that are shorter that are with taller women. But I don't think they're missing out.
Jamie's here. Apologize for the delay. Talking a fair amount about the debate. Jamie, like all our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. First of all, how's the puppy?
She's so good. She's such a little snuggle butt. She's super cute. But she's also going back to puppy training class today.
Oh, bathroom all over the place?
No. We put her in regular training classes. She started last week, so this will be number two today out of six. Just trying to make sure. Jack Russells are high energy. They like to jump. They, you know, they're very stubborn. So we're just trying to get ahead of things. But actually, she's been really good with the potty department. So.
Okay. Now, you mentioned last week your husband, Doug, not a dog owner before. So this is new. How is that relationship going?
Good. Oh, yeah. Honestly, the funny thing is, you know, I feel like I'm the one that's being super hard. And he's the softy. So he's, like, constantly picking her up, snuggling her, you know, playing with her. And I'm like, you can't keep holding her like that. Like, you're going to create separation anxiety. We need to put her in the crate. It's like, boy, you're a toughie. Like, I know.
So. Yeah, I mean, if you've owned a dog, you think you have a little better feel for it. More often you do. But, yeah, if you're new to it and you fall in love with the dog, it's tougher to be hard in that case. So it's probably not a surprise. So I've also read the last couple of days out in your area. Obviously, it's been really hot out there. Saw that for a while.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Some significant wildfires, right? Not too far from L.A. itself?
No. I mean, yeah, San Bernardino County. We've got some fires burning up in the mountains. We've got fires to the south of us as you head into Orange County. There's three significant ones burning right now. The other one's in the Angeles Forest. So the thing is, it's like really tough terrain. People have built beautiful homes within the mountain community, but it makes the fires that much harder to fight, and it forces people into evacuations.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful spots, but as climate change continues to, you know, take a hold, like these communities would never see some of these temperatures for days upon days at a time. And at one point over the weekend, the fires were actually creating their own weather. So then there were thunderstorms, which of course ends up being a problem because lightning strikes with how dry it is out here just creates another fire. So some of these are Mother Nature. Some of them can be human caused, but you know, we've been fairly lucky that it hasn't been in a majorly populated place like a Malibu, like we saw with the Woolsey fire and, you know, 5-6 years ago. So, but the thing that I worry about with a lot of the people and the communities being impacted is there are areas that were already having trouble or being canceled by their insurance companies. So after this, I can only imagine, you know, it's going to be even harder on them
for sure
moving forward. So.
Okay, I want to throw a different topic at you here about height, okay? The average female is 5'3.5" in America. The average male is 5'9". Did either one of those surprise you?
I've always heard the 5'9", because as a woman who is 5'8",
yeah.
It was always a little bit more challenging to find a man taller than me. So I had heard that number before. I didn't realize the 5'3".
That's the one that surprised me the most. Now, 5'3½, it seems like almost every female in my life is, I'm 5'10½, I'm 5'6½, I'm 5'4½. I mean, so the half part comes up, although I'll occasionally say, because I'm just a little below 6'1", but my kid, my oldest kid, is a little bit taller than me, and he'll go, I'm 6'1½, and you're maybe 6'5", you know? But he always, like, first of all, he's got a way better jawline than me, but when we pose, he'll always put his, like, jaw up in the air and, like, lean. I'm like, get your head flat, Hunter. Stop cheating. Okay, so I saw a story about, because Trump's obviously, what is Trump, 6'3", and Harris is in that area, right, of height. How much do you, okay, let me go back to your dating one first. Okay, how important was it to you, like, if you would have met a guy, somebody set you up at a blind date, and you like him, and he's actually sitting at the table before you get there, and you have hour and a half, and it's fun, he's smart, he's interesting, he's good looking, but he gets up and he's 5'5", okay?
Yeah.
How would you have felt?
Well, so I actually, in high school, dated a guy that was my same height, and I felt it was, like, it just didn't make me feel super feminine, to be honest. Like, I didn't feel like I wanted to wear heels as often, because then I was taller than him.
Yep.
You know, there was just something about it that just, it's silly. Like, it's totally silly, because if you're a good person, you're, you know, good person.
Yeah,
but
right.
There was just something that it was like, I want someone to feel bigger than me as a woman.
Well,
like, that whole protector kind of thing, you know, like.
And I have a very good friend of mine who's a guy, and my friend's maybe he's about that height, 5'5", 5'6". And he's single, and we were talking recently, and he was talking about somebody and asked me, do you know this person? He says, no. She's just beautiful, he tells me. I go, well, what's the deal? I mean, reach out. Well, looks like she might be 5'9", 5'10", and I don't know if that's going to be a problem for me. So the guy, who was a little bit shorter, was acknowledging that if someone was maybe 3-4 inches already, let alone, you're right, wearing heels, where it might be an issue. I wonder how much that does come up in dating.
Well, I know for women it comes up all the time, because all of my single girlfriends, like, the joke is always like, is he 6'1"? Is he 6'1" or taller? Like, everyone wants someone who's 6'1".
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, listen.
Good for you, Jeff.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, listen, they're only human. Yeah. I can't blame them. do you know guy friends like my friend who, if he's a little shorter, feels like he's missing out a little bit? Now, my friend, by the way, dates a lot of individuals, a lot of attractive individuals, too, and smart and kind and great individuals. But you know a ton of people. Do you know guy friends who are a little bit shorter and feel like they're missing out a little bit?
I actually don't, now that you're saying that, which, like, am I discriminating people on height unknowingly?
Yep. That's going to be the lead item on our podcast. Jamie Yuccas hates shorties.
No, but I find, no, because, like, I'm thinking of a couple of my shorter guy friends, and they're with women who are also very petite.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like, maybe it goes the other way, too, where it's like the man wants to, you know, I don't know. But, like, yeah, I can't think of any guys I know that are shorter that are with taller women. But I don't think they're missing out, because they're all with very attractive women.
Harrigan? What do you think? Are there guys who just eliminate someone who's taller because they're either feeling insecure themselves, or they just assume the woman's going to be like a lot of Jamie's friends and saying, nah, he's fine, he's smart, he's kind, but, you know, he's 5'7".
I think the insecurity would have a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm 5'9½", so I'm, you know, taller than the average man. Don't have to worry about those things.
Yes, you're superior. Okay, so do we think, you know, good looks help you in society? There's no denying that, but it helps you a lot in a lot of jobs, even in jobs where people think it's not going to help, it does. Do taller people benefit notably in society. And I'm not talking, you know, seven. I'm not talking Shaq.
Shaq's done well.
Okay, Shaq has done well. He's doing okay. But like a 6 foot one guy, a 5 foot eight woman like you are, Jamie. Do you benefit more than a 5 foot eight guy and a 5 foot four woman?
I don't feel I do as a woman. I actually find, you know, I've gotten my whole life too. It's not like, I'm aware about it, but I've always gotten like, you're so intimidating. You're so I was just so intimidated by you when I first met you. And then I got to know, and it's like, well, why? And it's like, well, you're tall and people have said it to me. So I think as a woman, sometimes it's like, oh, she's so intimidating or she's so strong or she's so, you know, you can kind of conjure up a story where it's like, obviously we've talked about this before, the differences between men and women, where it's like, a man can be strong in the workplace, mm-hmm, but if a woman's that way, you know, it's a negative, right. You know, that type of thing. So I've never seen it as a benefit to me in a lot of ways.
Well, you're absolutely never going to be called a shrinking violet. You're confident. You have a presence about you, and you will speak your mind and defend your position. So that's why I think there is a negative stereotype too often about a stronger female, which hardly ever comes up for a comparable guy.
No. But I think for men, it definitely is a benefit. Like, there's definitely a benefit.
Will you watch the debate tonight, or will you be picking up the puppy from school?
No, actually, we are very excited to watch the debate in my household tonight. We actually have a house guest staying with us who wants to cook dinner for us.
Nice.
So that so because of our busy schedules, they want to make sure that we will be in front of the television to watch the debate and not worried about things like dinner. So.
Perfect. All right. Always love it. Be safe. Say hi to Doug, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
See ya. What is the ideal debate meal? What is the ideal debate food as you're watching tonight? Harris versus Trump for the first time. Maybe the only time. What is the ideal debate meal for tonight? What do you got going? We're making some steaks. I really didn't think about it related to the debate in any way. Just turned out, hey, we haven't made steak in a while, so.
Good for it.
Yeah, let's go. Steak. Properly rated. Just fantastic. What's your meal for tonight? 651-461-9226. Here are some of the food suggestions for the debate tonight. Leftover chicken casserole. Sweet and sour pork, bologna sandwiches, get it? There we go.
Hey.
Meatloaf, nachos with orange Doritos, another bologna, popcorn since it's after dinner. Popcorn, overrated. You're wrong, Harrigan. Overrated. Shots of tequila, tenderized round steak. I want a little New York strip.
Like the strip.
My meal, they're going to be serving BS. I'll supply the beer. Trump spoils my appetite. Ideal debate meal, vegetarian corn dogs. Go ahead and make fun of me, Chad. Yeah, I'm going to. Although there were a lot of corn dogs we sampled at the fair this year, right?
Mm-hmm. They weren't vegetarian, though.
Yeah. Broadway pizza. Spaghetti squash. Underrated, right?
No, it's brutal.
God. Can we get out? We have to go another minute. Now.
I know. As you... Watch the clock. Spaghetti squash is not good.
It's not a good idea. It's very good.
No, it seems like, oh, hey, this could work. Get a little healthy. Then you try it, and it's
you know what your problem is? You don't
get just. Ugh.
It's not wet.
It is wet. It's a squash. They're all wet.
Guess what? Is your pasta normally dry? Are you boiling it somewhere in, like, I don't know, pot of hot water?
No, but it's not oozing water as it's sitting on the plate.
You can't get the seeds out, admit it. You're struggling with the seeds.
Believe me, I've never had a problem with seeding. That I can tell you.
Melinda's construction time check is 1:58. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and free insulation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Tyreek Hill and the police, my thoughts, H. Lake's thoughts, and your thoughts. That's early next hour on CCO. Here are some of the food suggestions for the debate tonight. Leftover chicken casserole, sweet and sour pork, bologna sandwiches. Get it? There we go.
Hey.
Meatloaf, nachos with orange Doritos, another bologna, Popcorn, since it's after dinner, popcorn, overrated. You're wrong, Harrigan. Overrated. Shots of tequila, tenderized round steak. I want a little New York strip.
Like the strip.
My meal, they're going to be serving BS. I'll supply the beer. Trump spoils my appetite. Ideal debate meal, vegetarian corn dogs. Go ahead and make fun of me, Chad. Yeah, I'm going to. Although there were a lot of corn dogs we sampled at the fair this year, right?
Mm-hmm. They weren't vegetarian, though.
Yeah. Broadway pizza. Spaghetti squash. Spaghetti squash. Underrated, right?
No, it's brutal.
God. Can we get out? We now have to go. We have to go another minute.
I know. As you watch the clock, spaghetti squash is not good.
You're right. It's like a good idea. It's very good.
No, it seems like, oh, hey, this could work. Get a little healthy. Then you try it and it's... Oh, it's
you know what your
wet
problem is? You don't
it's
get
just,
it's not wet.
It is wet. It's a squash. They're all wet.
Guess what? Is your pasta normally dry? Are you boiling it somewhere in, like, I don't know, pot of hot water?
No, but it's not oozing water as it's sitting on the plate.
You can't get the seeds out, admit it. You're struggling with the seeds.
Believe me, I've never had a problem with seeding. That I can tell you.
Linda's construction time check is 1:58. Time to get a complimentary roof inspection and free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles. Tyreek Hill and the police, my thoughts, H. Lake's thoughts, and your thoughts. That's early next hour on CCO.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.